Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 17th, 2018. Today is the Saturday after Ash Wednesday. Here are a few verses from the psalm appointed as a daily lesson for us today. These words are from Psalm 30. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned my wailing into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. Therefore my heart sings to you without ceasing. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. Here ends the reading. Wait. We're only 4 days in Lent. It's too early to be talking about dancing and joy. Isn't this the season where we spend an enormous amount of time reflecting upon our sinfulness, being remorseful and sorry, thinking about all of the miserable ways that we fall short of God's plan for us? Isn't Lent time to really get glum? And here's the psalmist talking about dancing and joy. What's up with that? I've said through the years that perhaps we've missed the point of Lent. We think that we have to gin up some sort of pietistic misery in order to really experience the season. And I do not believe that Lent is about figuring out how miserable we can make ourselves. Lent's about understanding the impact of sin, both our personal behaviors and the sin that permeates the world around us. It's an opportunity to reflect upon how that status of being sinful or leaning towards sin or making wrong choices or falling short of the glory of God. This is a time for us to understand the impact of sin, to think clearly about how those attitudes and behaviors keep us from being all that God calls us to be. But it is not about setting up a system where we can't even for a moment experience a lightness of being in recognizing that Lent reminds us of those things. But Lent doesn't have the final word. The final word comes on Easter Day. And even in the midst of Lent, we liturgical Christians still live as resurrection people. We're in Lent, we're walking the pilgrim way, we're under the shadow of the cross. Yes, but we are still Easter people. I think that is a helpful reminder, particularly as we continue mourning those who have died earlier this week in the senseless act of gun violence. I'm really struck these days with how quickly we are angered, how quickly we enter into periods of significant hatred of those who are different from us, the vitriol that gets shared around on social media. If we're not careful, it's easy for us to get sucked up into all of the evil in the world is winning. So we might as well be in perpetual states of sackcloth and wailing. Don't get me wrong. There's plenty to be angry about out of what happened in Florida earlier this week. There are plenty of things that we as people of faith need to be about in a culture of death that would say we are for life. There is a place and a time to sit in sackcloth. There's certainly a time for weeping and wailing and lament. And there is also the recognition that even in the midst of all of that, we have as Christians, we claim as Christians that we have been redeemed, that we have been set free from sin and death, and that sin and death do not get the last word. It may be that there's a lot more weeping to do. We are certainly going to be praying for how this country can somehow make a difference in its addiction to violence. How can we come together and how can we make progress in spite of all of the opinions and the differences? There's lots of work to be done. There's lots of mourning to be done. There's lots of weeping to be done. But we do that under the hope of the resurrection. We do that because, as Paul said, we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. We are people of joy not because we ignore the difficulties in the world, not because we ignore the tragedies in the world. We are people of joy because we recognize that death and sin are defeated through the cross of Jesus. You've put off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. You've turned my wailing into dancing. In another place in this same psalm, the psalmist writes that weeping lasts for a night. Weeping may spend the night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy is not a happy ending. Joy is a sure and certain hope. The sure and certain hope of the resurrection, which we can claim even 4 days in Lent. Let us pray. Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.